You're not in junior high or high school, folks. This is not a beauty pageant. It's not what clique we are at or what table we sit at lunch. This is about philosophy. It's about ideas. It's about the future of humanity. And Trump, compared to the globalist, is night and day. We're still going to criticize him, as I said. And the reason we say this every segment is because this is the big fight. Populist conservatives are so holier than thou. And the left boosts people and promotes them. It takes me out of context constantly. I'm on CNN. People see me clip CNN, MSNBC, all the big things. Little clip out of context. I say, if Trump lets Todd Blanche prosecute Ed Martin and Pulte for doing their job, I'm done. But he's not going to do that. Notice they jump back and said, oh, no, we're not, even though they were trying it. And people get mad at Martin playing nice. Well, okay, great. The point is that we're not in a cult, we're engaged. So yeah, Trump's night and day. That's why we need to stay on his ass. And now you see my talking points that are accurate about the CIA coup going on, word for word from the White House now. That's what's happening. That's why you support us. That's why what you've done is so special. That's why I appreciate you. And to me, it really does make me like think, is this a simulation? Like the Total Recall, like I'm just plugged in and I'm the hero of saving America and the world. Because it's so weird, but no, it's bizarre. So Viva Fry, I love you, man. The truth is most people don't get engaged and change history, and anybody could do this. They just haven't gotten engaged. But in closing, everybody can feel something big's coming. Big stuff's already happening. What else can we do to try to save civilization? Because civilization's hard to keep together. It's not just something that operates on its own. The globalists want to collapse it. What do we do to secure civilization for our children and posterity?
Well, the arc of human civilization always trends towards tyranny. Freedom and democracy is the exception on the timeline of human history. What can people do? Maybe I'm self-interested in this. People can and must be constructively critical when they view mistakes happening. You know, I was saying before the break, that in today's day and age, people don't want to issue apologies because they get abused and used as a cudgel with which to beat somebody. But the bottom line is, when you make mistakes that have consequences that hurt you and your movement and what you care in, there's no shame in apologizing. And in fact, typically when you apologize, you're not doing it for the other. You're doing it for yourself and your own integrity. Trump can apologize. Trump can make amends. I thought maybe Marjorie Taylor Greene announcing her resignation for January is leaving a window open for amends to be made. But there is no benefit other than self-glamorization, self-gratification, and being a yes man when you are yes manning the person that you should want to succeed into failure. And you know the sycophants on Twitter when Trump was, in my view, making an unforced, bungled error over the Epstein files, saying, panicking, he knows what he's doing, 5D chess. These are our new marching orders, and you know, you're no longer wanted if you remain true and principled to what you've been doing for the last few years. It didn't do any good. We're at the same place where we would have been had people issued the constructive criticism at the time and had it been heard a little earlier. So you're doing no favors by being sycophants. You're doing no favors by being yes men. And Trump is not the last savior. I mean, but Trump for the time being is the savior for America. Had it been Kamala Harris, Alex, I mean, Lord knows what would have been happening to you right now. Had it been Joe Biden and, you know, the yes man, by the way, you know, just to draw that comparison, who yes man Joe Biden into dementia, losing that debate. Yeah, a lot of people sat around and said, yeah, Joe, you're good. You're good to go. Keep it covered up. And how did that work out? It doesn't work out.
But exactly. Freedom is the opposite of yes men. Science is about questioning everything. Life is science. Life is questioning.
Loyalty is making sure you don't let your friends make stupid mistakes, period. So be critical, be supportive.
Well, that's right. A real friend will come over and intervene when something bad happening. Not just, oh, I'm your friend. You go ahead and kill yourself.
Well, I don't know how to say it. It's like, be supportive and be critical. And sometimes being supportive means being critical. Write that down.
Powerful. Viva Fry, thank you so much. VivaBarnesLaw.locals.com. Viva Fry, amazing. Thank you so much. And have a great weekend, Thanksgiving.
Yep. Happy Thanksgiving.
We adopt you. You're now an American. We need you.
Thank you very much.
Plus, the French helped launch the country, so you're supposed to be here.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Hundreds of important stories that I haven't gotten to today. And you know why? Because we have the big giant stories of another globalist, BlackRock, Democrat Party, CIA coup against Trump. And we got the White House and CIA insiders leaking that information. And we've got Flynn telling Trump national address to head this off at the pass. This is so important. They can't have their civil war. They can't have their Podesta plan. This is exposed. So I'm telling you, listeners, on the eve of Thanksgiving, I'm thankful to all of you that we're still on air. I'm thankful that you've supported us to be here still at this moment. God kept us here at this point, but God works through you. So this Thanksgiving, I am thankful to the listeners and the viewers and the supporters from the bottom of my heart. Now, I was talking to folks, multiple people that were in meetings at the White House 2 weeks ago and last week. And of course, they're like, don't source me as the person. That's how that works. Because they don't want to be attacked. And both of them said, and it wasn't some pro Susie Wiles tour, that Susie Wiles has done a good job in the election fraud task force that Trump signed an executive order, whatever it was, 6 months ago on, and that they have now, the government went in and checked transmitter cell phone systems in these things, not, multiple companies, everything Patrick Burns talked about, everything the big CIA whistleblower section chief came out with recently. And they have the machines, and now they're getting ready soon to bring that out. Now, I reported that a few weeks ago, and now Trump's come out and said, oh, a bunch is about to come out. Well, Emerald Robinson, very popular syndicated TV host, she's been working with a lot of these folks, and she's done a big, deep dive report on her X account, on her TV program, the Savage Queen of Twitter, Emerald Robinson, at Emerald Robinson. So I wanted to get her on about this particular big slice of the pie here, because this is a big, big deal. But first, because she's got her ear to the ground, what do you make generally about the Democrats and the Seditious Six and this whole plan? And now, for the first time ever, because I know a talking point when I see it, and the talking point, by the way, is true, instead of just having the Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act that Obama set up and the CIA countering Trump, Trump's starting to get some control, and now they've got all these talk show hosts on Newsmax, Fox, everywhere, coming out and saying, no, it's the CIA. We know they're behind it, trying to prepare the overthrow of the government and military mutiny. And we've known that, but now, finally, to have the White House and the Deputy Chief of Staff come out and address it, that has got to send a chill to the bone of Brennan, who's always believed he can operate with impunity. So what's your take on that and your intel? Then we'll get into the real central meat and potatoes here of your investigation and all your sources on election fraud. Emerald Robinson, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Alex. It's good to see you again. As far as that Seditious Six video, I do believe that's just a signal that it's go time for the coup that's been laying in the shadows anyway. I know you talk about this all the time, and I saw your segment with General Michael Flynn earlier today, and that was really great. I have heard, like General Flynn, that Brennan is really in operational control of the intelligence community currently. And that he's still a major problem. I think it's great that the Seditious Six did that video because it kind of forced everybody to admit what we've been talking about this entire time, right? That there is a coup ongoing. It's not that it ended in November of 2024. I just hope that the president really does something about it. I know that the Pentagon is investigating Mark Kelly, as they should, but he needs to be recalled and court-martialed to send a message. Because I think right now, based on what I've heard, and I know we talked about this a little bit on your show the last time, the Democrats have felt very emboldened. The uniparties felt emboldened because they don't feel like the Trump administration has been getting accountability, and they're moving forward with their plans. And that includes indictments against the president for treason once they believe they can take back power again, and against many of his officials or his associates on the outside. And these are for much more serious charges than we even saw in the 4 years of the Biden regime.
I can't say who told me, but let's just say they're in Jack Smith's emails and they had a plan to arrest tens of thousands of people, set up martial law. And that's why people think, oh, they'll wait and win the midterms. They're not going to move. No, there are frauds coming out. The mass theft, as Flynn said, is coming out. Hundreds of billions stolen in Afghanistan. It's all coming out. That's why they've got to make their move, because they're weak, which makes them dangerous.
They're desperate. They're very desperate. And especially as we now start talking more about how the election fraud is perpetuated. And I'm glad you're having me on to talk about this today, because I was a little more restricted about what I could share the last time I was here. And when General Flynn was talking earlier today about unrestricted warfare and a color revolution, fraudulent elections are the linchpin of that, right? They're absolutely essential to the unrestricted warfare that we've been in for, you know, years, if not decades in this country, that many Americans are just now waking up to, Alex. So how that was thwarted in 2024, I hadn't been able to share it until this week.
Well, yeah, this is a giant investigation, folks. So I don't just type something. This is so huge. I had people in the White House call me, others about this, you know, And I missed your text this morning or last night. Hey, you never ask to come on unless you have something huge. I'm always asking you on. So this is a big deal. So preface this and why it's such a big deal. Let's walk through it.
It's a huge deal, just on the election, but how they stopped it, because it reveals how they conduct the election fraud. I have talked to dozens of sources about this election fraud starting all the way back in November 2020, Alex. While I'm talking a lot about what I learned in the last year and the dozens of sources that I've talked to in the last year, including whistleblowers from the Venezuelan government and Smartmatic, this was put on my radar in November of 2020. Okay, how this comes out of Venezuela, how it was born out of Smartmatic, and how it's threaded itself through other voting machine companies under different names. But let's talk about 2024 and how it was saved. I have this in my thread on my X account at Emerald Robinson. I'm also going to be sharing this and adding to the story on my Substack, which is a little bit easier to read, at emerald.tv a little bit later today.
All right, so let's just start over and preface this. I'm going to put this up front. We're live now, but I'm going to take this and clip it out and hopefully it goes viral. It needs to, folks. I remember days after the election having people, real people in high-level intelligence, I'm not going to say names, people can probably make guesses, saying, no, here's how we did it. We figured it out. Serbia, we just did some things. Cut them off that day. People ask, well, then why were the Democrats able? Clear fraud in Virginia, California, you name it. How were they able to steal it again? Because they moved it. They moved the operation. But that's okay. We're going to target that as well. Oh, this is now being released. This is coming out. This is being confirmed. This is how Democrats magically got 6-7 million less votes than they got the time before. This is the magic of how Biden got 8 million almost 9 million more votes than Obama. Who believes that? This is how magically all those Democrat voters disappeared. You've been given, you've done the research, you've got the sources. It's now time for people to know how we overrode not the mail-in ballots, not the dead people voting, but the major electronic voting machine fraud. Right now, this is a mega global exclusive. Emerald Robinson, start at the beginning.
Yes, and remember that there are thousands of ways to cheat. We're talking about the specific voting machine fraud as it relates particularly to the battleground states. This started a few weeks, or the part of this story started a few weeks before the 2024 election in October. Okay. Senators Mark Dewayne Bolins and former Senator David Perdue, who is now the ambassador to China, had finally got a meeting for a man who had been investigating this for years, who knew exactly how America's elections were being rigged. They finally got him a meeting with Susie Wiles. The meeting happened at Mar-a-Lago. The man brought his presentation that went into great detail, along with testimonies from the whistleblowers they had assembled. He gave the presentation to Susie Wiles. There's a fun little colorful aspect of the story that they shared with me. Susie digests it. She takes it in. She asks for a piece of cake. She eats it slowly, and then she says, okay, I think this needs to be presented to the one man that she knew that she could trust on this, or felt that she could, to verify if it was true, and that was Elon Musk. Now, that man who had this information, he spent about 3 days briefing a lot of people at Mar-a-Lago, but he did brief Elon Musk, and it's really fun when you hear how this all went down. The man goes to the residence that Elon Musk is staying at this time at Mar-a-Lago. He explained to me that Elon Musk is sitting on the floor. There's the children around. He is prepared to give this PowerPoint presentation to Elon Musk that goes into great detail about the players in Venezuela, in America, how the systems work, how the software runs, how they've done this, how it was developed by Hugo Chavez at the behest of Hugo Chavez, how it was successful in the 2004 referendum in Venezuela, and they plan to take this global, which they did. Elon Musk didn't want any of that. He says he doesn't have time for PowerPoint presentations. He asked for the data. So the man gives Elon Musk a USB key. He inserts it, implements the data, injects the data into an artificial intelligence platform, which presents Elon with essentially what we call a one pager, right? A short summary breakdown of everything that was in that PowerPoint presentation. Elon looks at it very quickly. He gets on the phone and he says, we have a problem. It's true. Now, you'll remember this moment because Elon Musk flew the next day to Pennsylvania. That was on October 17th, 2024. Remember, he did that lengthy town hall. I think it was about 90 minutes. He even had a memorable exchange with our friend Greg Stenstrom, who's been on InfoWars before, the author of The Parallel Election. But in that, we noticed, I remember watching that and think, there's something a little bit different here with how Elon Musk is talking about our election system. During that, he mentioned Dominion. He said during that presentation, and it's still online, I'll look today, I'm going to include the link to that in my Substack at emerald.tv. Alex, he said, quote, there's always the question of Dominion voting machines. It's weird that they're used in Philadelphia and Maricopa County, but not in a lot of other places. Doesn't that seem like a heck of a coincidence? In that moment, a mere couple weeks before the 2024 election, Elon Musk was telling the American people in a very public appearance that our election systems are rigged. But they were still faced with the conundrum, like, what do you do about it? How do we stop it? What proceeded in weeks following after that presentation in Philadelphia is that the Venezuelan whistleblowers that Patrick Byrne and Gary Burnson and the man that I mentioned went and briefed in Mar-a-Lago had assembled. They've been moving them around the globe. I mean, it really sounds like a Hollywood thriller or action film. They moved them from South America to Stade, Switzerland, and then ultimately to the Bahamas, and then brought them into the United States But at that time, they were sitting in Stade, Switzerland, in a safe house, because you got to imagine what kind of threat these people are under, having defected from the Venezuelan government and being willing to tell how they've rigged their elections, not only theirs, but we'll get to how many in just a moment across the globe. So they're sitting there. They began to brief one of Elon Musk's tech guys and other people at Mar-a-Lago via basically Zoom, like a video conferencing platform. They start telling them how it works. In fact, General Michael Flynn, who was on InfoWars earlier today, excellent information. If people didn't see that, I suggest you go back and watch it. Flew to Switzerland to meet these whistleblowers, who I have talked to some of them myself, and verify this information. General Flynn asked them, how long has this been going on? I am told that Flynn was even taken aback by the answer. They said, well, for at least 20 years and in 72 countries. When you ask why people don't want to touch it, there you go. This is going to have, it's going to have shockwaves that reverberate throughout the world when everyone understands what's been going on.
And by the way, they now have former high-level, highly decorated, most respected CIA section chiefs coming out and exposing that they've seen all the documents. They know this as well. So the point is, Trump's making a major move now with this coming out. That's why the Democrats are so freaked out and calling for a coup.
Yeah, and Gary Bernstein has been on this for many, many, many years. And in fact, he was also residing in Switzerland at the time of the election, U.S. election, because they knew if it didn't go, if they were able to steal another election, Patrick Byrne, Gary Bernstein, this guy from Venezuela, they were all dead meat. In fact, the guy who briefed at Mar-a-Lago, he'd actually flew to Oslo, Norway, for the election, because if it went bad, you, like you said, they were going to arrest thousands of people. I've been told that I was on a list of 700 that was to be directly targeted in the second
term. Oh, I've talked to the DOJ that's seen the list. It was over 10,000 people, sweetheart. You're on it.
Yeah, we're all on it. So
that's good. We want to be on that list.
That means we're on the right side of history. But history, we have to make sure. I heard what Flynn said today. There's one more election. That's it. This is make or break. We got a lifeline in 2024 when these whistleblowers worked with Trump's, you know, the tech guys, and ultimately Senator Mullen. Here's what they did. So this is probably my favorite part of the story, Alex, is that there had been a Japanese blogger who had apparently been watching the 2020 election and capturing the IP addresses during the 2020 election. He had put this on Twitter like some years before 2024. In research by the investigative team that I call the Three Musketeers, Gary Bernstein and this Venezuelan gentleman, they came across this data from the Japanese guy, and they asked him, they just DM'd him, okay, on Twitter, and asked him, you know, can we get this data? And he essentially said, yeah, if you buy me a coffee. So for $15 worth of Bitcoin, like nothing, this guy sends them the IP addresses, the whistleblowers verify it, they give that over, you know, as they're working with, we can say, Trump's team. But it was really Senator Mullen who again comes in and saves the day and make sure that the right people gets this information. The day of the election, no one knew what was going to happen because that was the end of it. They'd done what they could do. The Three Musketeers, their team of what they've referred to them as different names, but bananas or visitors, that's the whistleblowers from Venezuela. They'd done what they could do. So they didn't know if it was going to work or not, right? But obviously, we saw what happened on election night. I remember sitting there knowing what I knew, and I had researched since November of 2020. I said, they can still do this. There's no way. I didn't know how he was winning because I knew they still had this capability. What I didn't know, and I found out in days afterwards or a couple months afterward, is that the threat had been neutralized. They had taken out that Serbian office. The IP addresses had pointed back there, but also recall, Sheriff Darleaf out of Berry County, Michigan, has released emails between Serbia, Dominion employees in Serbia, and Dominion employees in the United States, right? So that's also been verified there as part of discovery in an ongoing lawsuit. They managed to stop their computers from working, take out their servers, which, by the way, is are Huawei servers. Okay, they're Chinese hardware that they were putting our U.S. elections data on and flipping the results. But that was a one-time Hail Mary save the country because they just shift again. And as we saw, the down ballot races in California, there were, you know, several races that didn't get called for 30 days when a Republican was leading. And then, of course, the Democrats.
Exactly. They got mail-in voting. They got dead people illegals voting. Then yes. They've got the gerrymandering, the way they've written it. Then they've got all the extra congressional seats, 18 of them off illegals. This is all the Democrats admit they've done this. So we have a constellation of this. But the only reason the extra 8 million votes didn't magically appear, as I was told from sources, is we can't tell you if this happened. Now it's coming out. I want to continue after the break. We got 3 minutes to break, but what about this? I was told 2 weeks ago, then a week ago, people that were at the White House in this meeting with the president and others in a briefing, and I'm not trying to pump up Wiles, this is what I was told by sources that have been right all the time, that she's done a great job on this and that they now have proof of China manufacturing the chips for the computers in Taiwan that are sent to Venezuela and indeed the remote access control, which they broke it open machines and found, but they throw you in jail if you do it, claiming you violated their source code. So the point is, this is coming out. The Democrats know it. They're scared.
They do. And speaking of the manufacturing part of this, where the hardware and the chips being manufactured, actually, that's in the public record already. People just don't know where to look for it. There's that ongoing Smartmatic bribery corruption case that's down in the Southern District of Florida. And one of the recent filings with the superseding indictment that was filed just a few weeks ago against Smartmatic itself, the company.
Yeah, but folks don't know. Smartmatic's supposedly perfect. The DOJ's now indicted one of their executives for money laundering and bribery out of the Philippines with this.
More than one, four of them.
Yeah.
Four of them, and they've indicted the company. And in that latest superseding indictment filing, they mention a vendor A in Taiwan, okay? And it says that that manufacturer and all the voting machine companies use this manufacturer, they say. It's actually the CCP. It's in Taiwan, okay? But what they do is really ship it there to kind of skirt, you know, the revelation that is coming from China.
So what happens next? This is all coming out.
The indictment filed. So you can go find that.
We've covered it. So this is definitely coming to a head. What's the big picture synopsis?
The big picture synopsis is that we now know explicitly that our elections are rigged. We know how they're rigged. We know they've been rigged in multiple countries. The data,
and we know they
there.
Target battlegrounds. That's the key.
They target the battleground states. Arizona, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, right? And while this might just be like 30% of the market share, it's enough to flip a presidential election. But then you have all the other ways they can steal. The main point of this is we know. I'm not saying our intelligence agencies are absolved from any blame. They're involved in this too. And they've tried their best to make sure this information doesn't come out. And they're still trying, Alex, okay? They're culpable, they're involved, and they're also involved in the cover-up. But we know now something has to be done about it. I hope that the administration presents this information to the American people, because I don't think everyone understands why there are warships surrounding Venezuela. This is really why, because they've been overthrowing
stay
our
there.
Government.
Absolutely. Emerald Robinson, stay there. We'll be right back.
Let's see what's cooking on TV.
Thanksgiving Day is coming, and for Charlie Brown, that can only mean it's a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
I'll tell you, Pat, this stuff is looking good and smelling good and tasting good. We got to dig in and start eating now.
Here it comes. Oh, girl, what a feast this is. It is beautiful, girl.
Nice. Oh. Got the turkey. Got the turkey. Give me that.
Hey. The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement. I don't know how much longer the crowd is running for their lives.
Thanks for that on-the-spot report, Lass. just tuned in, the Pinedale Shopping Mall has just been bombed with live turkey. Film at 11.
Hey, buddy.
You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant.
Don't let him kill me! I'm too young today!
Look, I had a chance to shoot a bunch of you the other day and didn't.
He wants to get rid of Thanksgiving forever. To get rid of the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
All right, Spider-Man.
He's got spiderweb rays coming out of his hands. He can cling to tall buildings. And he's looking for Octopus, the Green Goblin.
Morangi to O.J. O.J. running to the left, turns the corner to 30. O.J. in the 25, the 20, and falls ahead of the 15. That does it. He broke the record.
For Clint Longley, even if he never completes another pass, they'll always remember the one he threw on Thanksgiving Day 1974.
Where's the turkey, Chuck? Don't you know anything about Thanksgiving dinners?
Those aren't pillows.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Tonight, on this Thanksgiving, I come before you to ask your help, to ask your strength, to ask your prayers. All of us have lived through 7 days that none of us will ever forget.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
I am not funded by billionaires. I'm not funded by anybody but you. And I am in the middle of a major deep state battle. We're the globalists, we have shortfalls, and we need your support. So just go get a t-shirt, go get a ball cap, get the ultramethylene blue, get the IRC moss, and so you just commit to support us, sign up for auto ship, get 50% off, and you cancel any time. It's not like a full commitment like you marry somebody. You can just subscribe to it, or order it once. When you get it and love it, go subscribe, and then cancel any time for free. But that way you get it every month or every 2 months, however you set it. And then you, you know, just boom, 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 you support us. That way you don't have to worry about it each time. I need people to commit to this fight like 1/100th what I've committed. I'm not bitching, but we're changing the world.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, anybody that pays attention to this broadcast knows we got about a 98% accuracy rate. And you can see our talking points that are reality-based everywhere. So I'm just going to say this to all of you. If you want to live in a free country and you want to have a future, pray for this broadcast. Humbly, I ask you, support it with word of mouth and financially support us. And again, I'd be an idiot if I sold you stuff that didn't have a great effect. We have the biggest selection of Patriot t-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, sweaters, you name it. You wear a 1776 shirt, you wear an InfoWars shirt, you wear a Trump shirt, it's an adventure. You'll mainly get love, might get your dinner bought for you, might get, you know, stabbed in the back in the wrong Democrat area. The point is, it's 1776 worldwide, new designs every day, 25% off store-wide right now, Black Friday comes early. But on the supplements, we have the biggest sale ever. It's not just buy one bottle of IRC moss or ultramethylene blue or Shilajit or bovine colostrum. We have the best private labeled, top rated one. You can buy a $20 supplement and get a $40 supplement free. It's buy any supplement, get any other supplement you want free. These are amazing products. These are game changing. And I need your support. And so this is not a simulation. This is not a drill. This is not a Netflix entertainment show. This is the real world. They have fought like the devil to keep this from coming out, and it's all coming out regardless what they do. So for all of you on the fence, that's who I'm going at. Go to thealexandthestore.com. Oh, there's going to be an explosion when they shut us down in the next month. Put the receiver and all of it because we've exhausted our legal stuff. We've survived so much. People think, oh, you okay, right, Alex. You're there. Well, just find us where we're at, the Alex Jones Network. They don't own the AlexJonesNetwork.com. That's what funds and runs the Alex Jones Network. But just remember that. The point is we need your support now. Do your Christmas shopping early. We need funds in the legal fight. We're filing conspiracy against rights, civil rights lawsuits. We already have some filed, but the big ones are coming. They're in a lot of trouble. And so you're literally not just keeping us on air, you're funding our operation against the deep state. There is nowhere, this is by the grace of God, it's not me. There's no broadcast in the world causing more destruction to tyranny in this operation. And it's our guests, it's our callers, it's our crew. I'm a very small part of it. You are everything. I need you to take action, to decide to do it. I want to thank those that have. I want to ask those that haven't. What are you thinking? Because, look, we're all in this together. Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin both said, hang together, hang separate. You are aiding yourself when you support the broadcast, even if you were just giving a donation. This is a donation. You get a great product because we want you to get it and love it and form the relationship so I can build a bigger network and get more hosts on, not just survive, but expand, which is our plan. I got the will to do it, but I need you to decide to join me. It's like a marriage, basically. Or a business deal, or an alliance. I'm waiting. I'm here. But the level of power I have to fight the enemy, despite all of my will and despite all of my commitment, is you. You're the amplifier. You're the wind in the sails. You're the entire system. If you don't take action, the dog don't hunt. I'm asking you now to take action. TheAlexJonesStore.com. The sale ends Friday. Please take action now. All right, Emil Robinson continuing. Getting into this huge in-depth report you've done, all this coming out, the White House getting set to release more information. Continue with the information that's come out and how you think the bad guys are going to respond to this. Emerald Robinson.
Oh, it'll only make them more desperate. And like I said, they're not just sitting by and waiting and watching. They're already preparing their indictments. They're preparing how they're going to target Americans. So this is an existential crisis moment for us. Either the next elections are fair and they're not and we lose our country. What really was a major takeaway for me in doing the research that I've done for years, and particularly with the last year of hundreds of hours that I spent sitting and talking with people who were part of this, the whistleblowers, the facts that I've confirmed with members at ODNI, the current Office of the Director of National Intelligence, is that we knew a lot of this back in 2020, Alex. January 6th could have been prevented. The 4 years of the weaponization under the Biden regime, the people who lost so much, the J6ers, people who put all their money, like Patrick Byrne, he spent like $80 million. Mike Lindell spent his fortune. He's been targeted for trying to reveal the truth and save the country. We knew so much of this, even late 2020, because I knew a lot of this. I sat in a deposition for Dominion, and I didn't know this. They asked me how my tweets, my reporting on Smart Backing Dominion predated 99% of all traffic. And it's because I had seen this. I had been briefed by people in the intelligence community. I'll name one source, the late Rich Higgins, who was a great American. He wrote the memo. He tried to warn Trump about subversive actors in his first term. We'd be in a much better place if Rich Higgins were still with us now. He's unfortunately passed on. I have been shocked by verifying the facts with these whistleblowers that I now have access to, right? The engineers, the employees at CNE, who was a key employee at the Venezuela government for elections. Now I've gotten to verify and see the receipts and see the really hard technical data. We knew enough about this in 2020 to do something about it, but people told Trump he was crazy, right? Then Director of National Intelligence, Acting Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe did nothing. In fact, he didn't even do what he was supposed to do in releasing the report about interference, foreign interference in our elections, because the intelligence community kept him from releasing it all, he says, especially as it related to China. But he had a duty to do it, and he didn't. We could have avoided all of this. Trump had instincts and he knew this was right. And he was told, this is something that I want to know more. I'm going to drop a little more of this probably today, this aspect of the story. And it does go back to 2020, but it's very important. Trump did commission a report, and that's been brought up a lot by the legacy media, you know, the propagandist media of late. I saw it in a few articles trying to slam, say, Kurt Olson, who's been hired by the president as an attorney to deal with elections at the White House. There was an investigation or that Trump commissioned, but he got a recommendation for a group to investigate. I'm probably going to drop their name later today. I don't know who recommended this group to the president, Alex, but we need to know who, because this was literally the worst people you could call to investigate. They are the people who've known about it and been in on it for years here in America, because there are a lot of those people too. And we need to, they need to reveal those names, and the Trump administration needs to prosecute them. The group that was recommended to Trump were so bad. It was literally the worst people, that it had to be on purpose. And of course, what did they say? Well, there's nothing there. This was a legitimate election. We're sorry, Mr. President. There's no there there. They were covering up for the fraud, the people that Trump hired to investigate. That's used in all of these, the Washington Post, Politico now, when they try to slam, and they'll probably bring this report back up, right, as they try to slam my reporting. So I'm going to release information on that group. People have told Trump about this in 2020 and early 2021, and he tasked, you know, particularly Jared Kushner to get a team and to do something about it, and nobody did anything about it. Now Tulsi Gabbard has been tasked to do something about it. She's been working diligently. I do give my hat tip to Susie Wiles. She made sure Elon got the information, and you know that the people were briefed in Mar-a-Lago, or 2024 wouldn't have been saved.
You just seconded my intel that I'm not trying to like be her cheerleader, but that she's really been working hard on this.
She has, and she was essential in 2024. She could have shut that down right there and said, no, 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 this is what people have said for years. This is crazy talk. Those people have tried to, you know, try to push this nonsense. But no, she said, this lines up. I'm going to have Elon look at it. And then multiple people were breached, right? Susie was the gatekeeper of Mar-a-Lago. She could have shut it down at any point. She did not. She made sure people got the briefings and that this intelligence was vetted. And then ultimately something was done about it. But now there's something that's got to be done about it. We got a lifeline. Tulsi Gabbard's ODNI. I've talked to several members of her team about what they know. She was stopped from giving the full report to President Trump. That's also in this thread that I've done.
Who did that?
I was told it was staffers from the White House who told her not to include the intel about the 2020 election.
Because they think it hurts him to say that was stolen. No, it doesn't. We know it was.
In 2026, they said he needs to be focused on the 2026 midterms.
No, stop filtering information to the president. Those people, that's treasonous. He gave an order. He wants the damn intel. Give it to him.
And he was very upset about it. Very.
Oh, so he found out they covered it up.
He found out they covered it up. He told her not to bring him this. He wants a full report. There are people within the CIA and the intelligence community still trying to solve this. But I can also tell you that there is a task force that's been repurposed down in Florida. There's been a U.S. attorney who's been looking into this for years. Now the mainstream media is on this. There was a recent story in The Guardian, and they're trying to paint this as misinformation again, and that this is just a politicized investigation. It's not. This attorney, U.S. attorney, has quietly been working on this because it was put on his radar because of the region that he's in. So there is an ongoing investigation. Now, those whistleblowers that I've been talking about that were essential to this story, right? Essential to helping U.S. officials and U.S. Intelligence and Elon Musk team understand what was going on. They're still sort of hanging out in the wind. They were able to make it into the United States. They came on a catamaran from the Bahamas, from Star Switzerland to the Bahamas to the U.S. Tom Homan made sure they were able to legally enter the country safely as well. But they're still not under federal protection.
Oh, so that's what Byrne talked about, smuggling them in.
Yeah, they weren't smuggled in illegally, okay?
No, Tom Homan smuggled to here before that. Yeah. So understanding this, We need serious action, obviously. But you look how scared the Democrats are. They know it's closing in. You got caught up by the break. I remember this point about why we're going into Venezuela. And I'm not normally for regime change, but they're not just about the drugs. It's not just about the piggy bank for the Democrats. It's been the powerhouse confirmed of the fraud. And so I think that's clearly why Trump's putting pressure on them. So start back when we hit the break 15 minutes ago. You were talking about that and we hit the break. I forgot to come back to that.
Yeah, I know a lot of people, and I understand it because I'm totally against regime change. It's never hasn't really worked out well for us in the past. And people think this is just related to the drug smuggling, right? And everybody understands, well, Venezuela is not even necessarily the big problem there. It's a problem, right? It's a narco-terrorist state. There's no denying that. But they can bring them up through land routes. They bring them through Guatemala, right? So I was so hoping that the administration would explain the full operation, the rationale behind it, because when you see the big picture, it's really a four-pronged situation with Venezuela. There is the drug trafficking and money laundering, right? Sure. There's Tren de Aragua, which was really a paramilitary operation, as we've talked about one of the times I made an appearance on your show not too long ago. We went in depth on that, and I know you've talked about that in depth. But there's the election fraud aspect of this. And when you see the scale of which has been used, I did ask one of the whistleblowers in the last couple of days, have they used this in our elections before? And the answer is yes. So our democracy has, our constitutional republic has been subverted much longer than we even knew. Okay. And that of other countries have been subverted. 72, right, is what they told General Flynn and what they told me. So there's the election interference aspect of this. So that's why you get the open borders, right? That's why you get the communist takeover of countries like America. Then there's also the counterintelligence part of this. What American people don't know either, and that, you know, has not been explained. And I think that Tulsi Gabbard and good members of the intelligence community are just now kind of wrapping their heads around is that Cuba and Venezuela have flipped a lot of assets, key assets. That's people, right? Working in the United States government, key officials in like the State Department, in the intelligence community. They flipped them to be their assets. And I think we look at Cuba and Venezuela and we look at them as failed regimes, but you don't understand the kind of money they have. And the power they have.
Let's explain. Communists don't fail. Communism isn't a failed thing. It's a successful tyranny. They suck the people dry. Then they keep all the money and exploit it to take over the next country. It's a takeover weaponized system like Islam.
Right. So we have a counterintelligence problem as well that stems from Cuba and Venezuela. When you add that all together, then you see the full picture. And you understand. And also, there was a stand down order under John Brennan. I don't know if General Flynn talked about this on your show, from John Brennan to stop gathering Cuban intelligence. So we have purposefully, at the direction of our intelligence community, stopped gathering intel on our own hemisphere. We've been distracted by the squirrel overseas, right, in the Middle East. And we were not paying attention to what was happening in our own Western hemisphere that was allowing for the communist takeover of our country, the chaos that you're seeing. And we're just now understanding that.
Incredible.
And that's why the warships surrounding Venezuela.
Now, I want to play a clip here of a former CIA chief, Afghanistan, highly decorated, laying out exactly what you're talking about. And I've actually seen these reports from other people before, but this guy's very credible. We have the documents. Here's Bernsen breaking it down.
His name knew so much about election theft, and this was over a decade ago. And he went to a congressman, because he lived in New York. He went to a congressman there, knocked on the door and said, this is what I know about election, and told this whole story. And the congressman looked, that's Cuban information. That's, how dare you steal that from Cuba? And started yelling at the individual. By the time he got home, leading members of the cartel had called his house and say, we know you walked into a congressman today and your mother and father live down the streets and we're going to murder them the moment we ever get another report on you. So that guy went silent for a decade and he did wind up contacting us later. But that's how bad this is. And he walked into his congressman. There are members of in every part of our government that have been affected by this. This is the great plague on America, that they figured out Americans could be bought because they were not loyal. Something happened after the end of the Cold War here.
So it's really like the last 25 years is where this kind of came into being.
It's a cultural thing that has occurred in our country. I hate to say it. I hate to say it.
But it's Gary Burnson, former section chief of Afghanistan, CIA. And the point is, I have literal giant stacks just today of the Somali community alone stealing hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions just being indicted this week. And that's like the culture. So we sit here, taught the West is bad, whites are bad, all this crap, and literally, compared to the rest of the world, we're like angels. It's just true. And so there's this total invasion with this communist Muslim John Brennan running it all because we were weak, we were open, and now the jig's up, and now they're panicking, and now their piggy bank is surrounded. Emerald Robinson, where do you see all this going?
Well, it's according to who wins, right? History is written by the winners. If we win and our elections become secure and we have a true constitutional republic, people like Patrick Byrne, who has literally bankrolled this, he has bankrolled these Venezuelan whistleblowers, keeping them alive and their families and fed so that they could help the United States out of his own pocket. He has not been reimbursed. I want to make sure that's clear. He's done this out of his own pocket. People like him and Gary Burnson.
I mean, we'll go back to Gary in a minute. But I mean, what about Mike Lindell? Lost everything he had in this fight.
Yes. Mike Lindell has, and he's still targeted. Do you know that Mike Lindell is targeted on a daily basis, whether it's, you know, from financial institutions or lawsuits? And the man just keeps fighting on.
Oh, the judge in Minnesota found him guilty with no evidence, even though the very company suing him just got indicted for what he said they do. I mean, it's just crazy. Believe me, I know how it is. I've been through it myself. So whoever's under attack, people need to support, folks. It's very simple.
And if people like you, if Trump carries through and cleans it up and holds those people who have done this to our country responsible, and we preserve our constitutional republic, these people, you, Patrick Byrne, Mike Lindell, Gary Burnson, and this, you know, Venezuelan national who took it upon himself to help out, and these Venezuelan whistleblowers will go down in history as great American patriots who saved our constitutional republic.
No, I totally agree. But as negative as all this is, we have moved light years from where we were 10 years ago or 5 years ago or a year ago. I mean, this is all coming out. The deep state, they've got to be really concerned.
They're obviously concerned, but that's when they get very dangerous. And so we can't back down. Okay, so maybe we have them on their heels a bit, but they are going to push faster and harder. In fact, because of Donald Trump and him being such a flashlight when he came into the picture and winning the 2016 election, you and I both know it sped it up. They went faster and harder with our communist takeover. So now that they're feeling like time, they're under the gun and time could be running out again, they're just going to push faster and harder. And we've got to keep talking about it. We've got to demand action from the president and his administration, Alex, because they're not going to back down. And that's with the Seditious Six video, right? They're telling you that explicitly. They're activating their subversive people within our military. So Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, Secretary of War, I'm still getting used to that, has to be on his guard. He's got to be watching his ranks.
You're totally right. They're getting ready to make their move. But isn't it heartening to you that now they have the deputy chief of staff coming out saying it's a rogue CIA element, which we know it is, all of this? You have all these former, you know, high-level people coming out. I mean, the good news is,
it's heartening that I can finally tell this story and that people are listening. I have been talking about this, as have you, since November of 2020, telling you this election is rigged. This election is rigged. And I know people got tired of hearing it. I was called the crazy lady, but I'm so glad to see so many people talking about it. That is encouraging. And I was talking to what used to be a hardcore leftist a week ago. And she told me, she said, look, I'm willing to believe this when I see the evidence. Well, the evidence is coming out. Okay. And people are seeing it. So yes, we are in a far better place because before we were blind and we didn't know we were even in an unrestricted war. We didn't know we were in battle the way we know we are now. And I do think there's some really great people in the administration.
Emerald, I got to stop you. We've got breaking news. The London Telegraph is reporting two National Guard officers shot in Washington, D.C. There's no video, just a photo of them shot. Two National Guard officers have reportedly been shot in D.C. Metropolitan Police Department confirmed a shooting had taken place. We were unable to say who had been shot or what the condition was. The shooting is said to have taken place just streets away from the White House. Newsmax White House correspondent claimed a Secret Service agent said the two National Guard members had been shot. Pictures from the scene showed a large police presence, including officers and armed with assault rifles. The area was cordoned off. I mean, this is the left openly calling for violence, openly saying not just they're following legal orders, but that it's illegal. And you've got the image of the National Guard's person shot here. This is the left. I mean, I actually had like 10 clips, 10, that I haven't played today of Democrats at major universities, faculty, and others saying, get the gun, it's time to kill, the uprising's now. And then they think somehow when there's a civil war and a black guy gets shot, they're going to somehow go, look, they shot a black guy and use that to make it a race war. I think America is going to be wise to this, including black folks. And I bring up black folks because the Democrats keep saying in their war games they're going to use them as the trigger. Well, black folks, you're going to play that part? I don't think you are. That's why we get so. Emerald Robinson, what do you make of this? Let's pull up the HD of this photo. Look at this poor. Looks like they got shot while they were in a building. There's shattered glass. We're going to find out what happened here. But wow. Wow. Emerald?
Yeah, I actually was messaging our White House correspondent at Lindell TV to see if she had heard anything, because I'm just learning about this now as you share this with me on your show.
Well, let's do this. Let's go to break. Let's make sure that Stuart Rhodes, former political prisoner, founder of the Oath Keepers, is host of the Fourth Hour, knows about this. I'm sure he does. But let's come back and do 5 minutes on this straight ahead. Folks, I can't do it without you. I'm going to ask you to give your support. Biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesShow.com. Buy one supplement and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $20 supplement and a $40 supplement free. That's a hell of a deal. 25% off on all the supplements. I mean, all the Patriot apparel. I need your support. I need funds. We've proven ourselves. It's a no-brainer. You support us, you support your own future. These products are incredible. It's a win-win. The only way you fail is not taking action. TheAlexJonesStore.com. All right, back in 2 minutes with the latest. Two National Guard shot in D.C. right by the White House.
Right now on TheAlexJonesStore.com, you get buy one, get one free for any supplement. That includes our incredible Ultramethylene Blue, either the tincture or the capsules, as well as the Shilajit gummies, the Colostrum Plus, the Bovine Colostrum Plus, the Irish Sea Moss gummies. I mean, there's a lot of really incredible stuff. I'm here in studio with Patrick Byrne. I know you're a big fan of the Ultramethylene Blue. Right now, that's buy one, get one free. All supplements, buy one, get one free. It's the Black Friday, came early, mega sale at thealexjonesstore.com. Plus, we have a new deal. It's the Hat of the Month Club, where you can sign up and get a new hat every month, which is very fun. Of course, Christmas is coming up, folks. It'll be here before you know it. So do your Christmas shopping for the info warriors in your life. Patrick, you still all hopped up on Methylene Blue?
I am. I pilfer a bottle every time I come. You guys pay me in Methylene Blue. When it's been more than 60 days since I've been here, so I run out, I will absolutely notice within a few days. A few days, my life goes back to being a little more lethargic than I should, wanting to sleep in. And it's not like speed or something. This is something, it's just you feel healthier.
It's like a clean, smooth energy. It's not coffee where you're sort of jittery. It's just like, it's like putting super gasoline in your car rather than the regular stuff. It's subtle, but you notice it.
You do.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.